There is so much disinformation about COVID-19. We have a duty not only to demonetize this information, but actually to support trusted information.
Welcome to the NextM podcast. Tech at heart, ignition in mind.
Welcome to the NextM podcast special, Changing Perspectives with Outlooks on Current Changes. My name is Jonas Labalette, and I'm having a coffee break with Stevan Rangelovic, who is Director of Brand Safety and Digital Risk at Group M. And Stevan, you've been a guest at the NextM podcast already, and you've revealed some very interesting facts about brand safety and trust. Can you briefly describe your role at the Group M?
Hi, Jonas. Well, thank you for having me again. So my role is to look after contextual brand safety, viewability, fraud, user experience, and partly privacy, which are all the areas of digital risk. So I would be the person that agencies and clients come to when there is a little brand safety crisis, when ads are found to be adjacent to some inappropriate content, or when there is a big fraud scheme discovered. And also what we do at Group M is we establish processes and policies for all agencies and clients to follow. So that would be, in 30 seconds, my elevator pitch of my role.
Very nice. Thank you for this very short elevator pitch. And I guess in these times of like changing perspectives, you must be a very important go-to person in a network. So coronavirus is spreading and brand managers all over the world are having probably many questions on what to do right now. So from your point of view and the recent Group M data, how are advertisers behaving right now? I mean, are they cutting spendings or are they just having questions, trying to invest even more? Or changing the messaging? So what is your overview above the situation?
Well, obviously, outdoors and cinema suffered quite a lot because people don't go out, or unfortunately, we can't go to cinema. Digital has also suffered to a certain extent because many campaigns actually did get canceled or they got postponed. But this was, I believe, a more of a, you know, an initial shock where everybody just stopped and said, okay, let's take a moment to see how we are going to engage going further. And now we see more and more advertisers understanding, well, this is a new reality and it will be like this for the time being and probably for a couple of more weeks. So instead of completely stopping, we need to find a way to engage more meaningfully, but yet in a safe and sensible way to users and consumers.
Mm-hmm. So I personally have been reading the news a lot during the last days, and I guess there must be quite a traffic boost on the publisher side. But of course, many brands fear to get in touch with too many COVID-19 contents. What is your point of view on this one? How should brands be behaving right now?
You are completely right. So we've done a couple of research points at Group M to understand how users are actually engaging with news and whether they're actually reading it more and more. And what we discovered is that, for example, in Italy, which is the country that has been most hit by this crisis for the moment, since the beginning of lockdown and even before, the consumption of news has grown exponentially. And you can see the same trend in France, Germany, UK, and other markets. And also, another trend that we notice is that people are, you know, increasingly going to social media. Social media consumption across Europe has grown 40%. But you know why people are going to social media? They're going there, obviously, to connect with their friends, complain about isolation and change, and, you know, share their information, but also to access news. 50% of people, for example, in the UK access news through social media. Mm-hmm. And then another point of research is that not all COVID-19 content is unsafe. So Group M recommendation in principle is for advertisers to avoid those very unsafe stories, such as, you know, this is the death toll in Germany, Italy, wherever, or about stockpiling, fights in supermarkets that happen, unfortunately, in this time. But due to a lot of news outlets now are producing other type of content. Not everything is negative. There are stories about recoveries. There are stories about communities coming together to fight this. Mm-hmm. And there is an opportunity for advertisers to engage meaningfully on that kind of content. And finally, our recommendation to GroupM is, you know what, there is so much disinformation about COVID-19, and we as the industry have a duty not only to demonetize this information, but actually to support trusted information. Mm-hmm. And the best way to do that is to actually engage with trusted publishers. And that means no blanket keyword blocking of COVID-19 content, but implementing different contextual solutions, which, yes, they're not perfect, but working together with our technology partners, we can make them work to the best of our abilities and to the best of the abilities of the technology today.
Mm-hmm. So if I was an advertiser right now and trying to find out what to do with my brand, how would that exactly work? Like this keyword blacklisting and stuff, what tools do you use and how can I make sure that it's really safe in the end?
Yeah, so at GroupM, we have a couple of available tactics that we recommend to our clients. One is, first of all, GroupM uses a so-called GroupM mandatory exclusion list, which also includes domains engaging in disinformation. So that is blocked by default. There is an additional list that also blocks domains that engage in pseudoscience. So those would be, you know, domains that are speaking about how cocaine cures COVID-19 and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. And then, so third-party verification companies such as Integral Ad Science, Double Verify, Grapeshot, they can actually help you target only segments of content that their technologies deem safe. So that is there. And then on top of that, advertisers can implement the keyword blocking. So what we're telling them, don't block COVID-19 as a word, mm-hmm. but if you want to avoid the sensitive topic, block COVID-19 and death toll. Mm-hmm. So there is a bit more nuance in what you're blocking. But what I would really like to emphasize here is that this is not a decision that GroupM makes. We as an agency, as an advisor, we simply present all options. We walk through the risk with our clients, and it is ultimately their decision how they want to buy, what they want to buy, and what is the level of risk they are willing to accept.
Okay, that's very interesting that it is not enough or maybe not the most clever idea to just block COVID-19, but to think a little further. Thank you for that.
No, absolutely not. It is really crucial, again, that we support trusted news publishers in these trying times.
Mm-hmm. And what about fake news? Because I also got the feeling that, of course, on the street, people talk a lot about rumors and stuff, but also online, you can find plenty of very early and very critical news. How do you make sure that fake news like are excluded, or how should I behave as a brand manager right now regarding to this topic?
Well, fake news is really a big, big issue for the moment. In general, it's a big issue, but especially now, because we, as I mentioned before, you know, people really want to access information and they seek information from whichever source. So if they see something that is interesting, they will click on it and it may be actually disinformation. How we can fight it? There are different ways. As I said, you know, you can work with third party verification companies that can also exclude disinformation from your buys. You can also buy on an inclusion list, which means on a predetermined number of domains, which mm-hmm. ensures that you know you're not buying anywhere else. So again, it is a big issue in programmatic, but it's also a big issue in social, for example. So there is research that shows that 16% of all tweets containing the hashtag coronavirus mm-hmm. were actually those engaging in disinformation. Mm-hmm. Disinformation on social is really a big problem. And I have to say that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch and others have been really, really at the forefront of this. They have been, you know, sending links to people where they can get proper information instead of clicking on disinformation. Nevertheless, people share this information, because it's interesting, it's novel, and there is actually research that shows that people are likely just to retweet something because it seems cool. I know that it's disinformation, but I will retweet it. The problem is that once when I retweet it and I know that it is, it will reach somebody who will not know that it's disinformation. And that's the problem. So to answer your question, I told you about programmatic, how they can stop it with inclusion list, third party verification. In social, you work with what you have. So different social platforms have different settings that you can implement. Some of them have keyword blocking. Some of them have a specific tiers of inventory that you can choose. So there is no, again, one size fits all in terms of social platforms, how to avoid disinformation. You just have to work with what you have and to work together with social platforms on the removal of disinformation as soon as they spot it.
Mm-hmm. As probably many things are already planned, but of course need to be cancelled right now. Is there any public tools or guidelines that I can come back to as an advertiser right now? Or should I always be contacting my agency? What would be your recommendation?
Well, I do think that you as an advertiser should be in touch with your agency constantly throughout this, because the situation will be changing every day. So it's quite important, and the agency would know best your just campaign setup.
That sounds like a very good recommendation. Thank you for that. You said that we need to take care of ourselves in these times. So what would your personal life hack be for your time in the home office?
Well, I work out every single morning, and that is really something that gives me a boost for the rest of the day. It also helps me to detach for that 1 hour from work. And I have to say, in this time, you know, it's really nice just to look into the sky. I don't know how it's the weather like in Germany, but here where I am, spring is in full bloom. So it's really nice to take a moment and actually appreciate that this crisis will pass. Mm-hmm. And we can all do our best to get healthy out of it. But consider this as a blink in time that will pass, and in the meantime, take care of yourself and your family. And I think those are the two things: exercise, think positively as much as you can, and three, eat healthy actually, and love one another. That's quite important as well.
Cool, thanks. So thank you very much, Stevan Ranđelović, Director Brand Safety and Digital Risk at Group M, for these very interesting points of view. For our Next M podcast special, Changing Perspectives with Outlooks on Current Changes. Thanks, Stevan.